Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to be joined by Hall of Fame late model driver Mike Smith. We'll also hear from Cole Queensland from Deer Creek Speedway, Ron Reefer from Kossuth County Speedway, and a little more about our friends at our local Napa stores right after a few words from our sponsors.
In the racing world, sometimes Mother Nature gets in the way. Deer Creek Speedway has been given the opportunity to do it even bigger and better this second time around. Join Deer Creek Speedway Friday night, April 26th for the 25th annual Featherlight Fall Jamboree 2. This race brings the top modified drivers in the country to the Speedway, and they put on one heck of a show for the fans. When the race is good enough to redo, you need to be there. That's Friday night, April 26th at Deer Creek Speedway for the Featherlight Fall Jamboree 2. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for more information.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at CookiesBBQ.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hi, this is Steve from Poles Electric. Do you have electrical projects in your future? Poles Electric can help. Poles Electric offers industrial, commercial, farm, and residential electrical services in Minnesota and Northern Iowa. We have 24-hour emergency service, design build, automation, underground boring, solar installation, and much more. Poles Electric has a great staff and can assist you with your electrical needs. Look us up at ColesElectric.com. Or call us at 507-451-1387.
Spring is in the air, and so is the pollen. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store this month and save on all your wash and wax needs. Get 25% off select Meguiar's products, like Meguiar's Gold Class Car Wash for just $10.99 or Quick Wax for just $7.49. Plus, get $5 back when you spend $20 or more on any assortment of Armor All products. Get your car looking as good as it runs. But hurry in, because these deals will wash away in no time. Napa, a proud sponsor of The Dirt Show.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
This is Justin Milkey from Milkey Oil Company, this region's premier VT race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by late model driver Mike Smith. And Mike, like many of The Dirt Show guests, you started racing go-karts at the age of 11, but then you moved to motocross and flat track motorcycle racing. How did that come about?
Just basically, I guess the first go-kart deal was just a local celebration. They had go-kart races in Williams, Iowa on the 4th of July. And so Dad loaded the go-kart up and away we went. Had fun doing that. And I'd always had some mini bikes, motorcycles and stuff. And I ran into a guy that said, you should try racing. So I bought a old Honda 125, I guess it was, one of those Silver Streak bikes, and raced it for a couple of years, then got into a CR, and from there just kind of started running all over Iowa. And then all of a sudden Boone Speedway decided they were going to run what was called TT races, which basically you got on the track and turn four, went around three and four down the front chute through one and two, but then you cut into the infield over a jump and then back out on the track. Nothing real major, but we didn't want to change tires or anything, so we changed rear shocks and lowered the bike a little. And then all we did was loosen the front triple tree up and slide the front down a little bit lower. We wanted to do that because that actually paid money on Saturday nights. So we did that for a couple years. And I guess what led to the race cars was we were sitting in the grandstand one night at Webster City, and my wife said, you know, you should maybe consider doing this. She says, I hate to see you break your bones, fall off your motorcycle or something sometime. And I didn't give her much chance to recant on that. I tried to buy a car that night, but didn't quite get it bought. But within a couple weeks, we had a car and a trailer, and that was that.
Now, I want to mention to all the listeners, this is the first time I've ever done this. You're actually sitting out on a hill by your house because it's such a beautiful day.
Yeah, I live at a small lake named Rock Creek Lake in Iowa, and it does sit down pretty low, and there's not real good reception. So I just went about a half mile south of the house up on top of a hill and backed off in a driveway and sitting up here where I got good reception.
If you want to get your racing career started, just go out and win your very first race you enter, which is exactly what you did. What do you remember about that night at Stewart Speedway?
Well, I bought the car near Stewart, and the guys that I bought it from said, hey, if you decide to come down here for the first race, we'll help you. So we decided that was a good idea, and I don't remember how I ran in the heat race, honestly, but somehow got put on the pole of the feature, and Gail Hample was the promoter. I went to him and said I would like to start at the back, because I'm a rookie. And he said, no. He says, if you want to race here, he says, you start where you're supposed to and deal with it. So we did start in the front row. And I can still remember vividly that Mike Hausman decided I didn't belong there. And he spun me out in turn one and two and caused a yellow. I went to the back. And somehow, through attrition or whatever, about three quarters of the way through the race, I was leading again. The car was working extremely well, apparently. And all of a sudden, the yellow came out for something, and about that time, the upper radiator hose blew off and blew steam everywhere. So I pulled into the infield at Stewart. You had to unload all your stuff in the pits and put your pickup and trailer outside. And these guys came out and lifted the hood off, and they said, it just blew the hose off. Get some water. And one guy put the hose back on. They filled it with water, and I pulled on the track and figured I'd go to the back. They gave me my spot back because I didn't cause the yellow. So I ended up leading the rest of the way and ended up winning.
You had success in the stock cars. How many years did you run that division before you decided to move?
Just 1 year. We ran in 1980 with the stock car. And then in 81, we bought a sportsman car from Roger Tapper, which was a Clayton Peterson chassis, if I remember right. And we raced that 1 year. And then we got into a big block late model the next year. And then from there, I raced probably half the year in that late model. And then Howard Mellinger had bought a car that was a much nicer car than mine and offered to let me drive his car, so we did. And then the next year, we ran the Outlaw late model series in Iowa. And from there, I kind of bounced back and forth from late models to modifieds, back and forth a little bit. But 80% of the time, I ran late model.
How and when did you meet Margie? Because she has been a huge supporter of yourself and your racing career.
I met her at the county fair. She was in 4-H. I was in 4-H. I really didn't talk to her because I was afraid I would just melt and die, probably. So I knew who she was. And then after graduation, I ran into her in Webster City one night and gathered the courage to ask her out, thinking that probably she would turn me down, which she did. But she told me that she had something else going on that night. And I thought, well, that sounds like a good reason to put me off. But she persisted, told her friends to tell me to ask her out again. And I did. From there, we ended up getting married in 1977. And so we've been married many, many years now, 45, 46 years, whatever it is.
The state of Iowa. When I think of the state of Iowa, I think of Tiny Lund, Ernie Durr, Ed Sanger, Kurt Hansen, Red Drolley, and Don Hoffman. We got to see the number two Pizza Hut car of Don Hoffman race here at Owatonna many times. He had a huge impact on your racing career.
He did. He was the guy, and the guy that I wanted to be someday.
When I was racing Sportsman, I can remember him coming down the hill. Don was always late to Webster City for some reason. We had already run hot laps, and we were having the driver's meeting. And most every night, that's when he would come down the hill, and they would unload the car. He would be in it with his driving suit on and everything, and he would make it to the heat race lineup, basically without taking a lap, and he would usually win. He was very nice to me. He answered all my questions, which I always had questions for people, and he was one of the guys that would answer every question. He sold me some used parts, radiators, camshafts that he had tried that he didn't really like, but I might. Very, very reasonable. So I made a lot of trips to Des Moines and used tires that he would run a night and sell them to me for $10 or whatever. It saved me a lot of money, and also learned how he grooved tires from buying his used ones. So every little bit of it was a big help to my career. Guys like him and Roger Tapper, too. He was extremely nice to help me with a lot of problems and a lot of setup problems, stuff like that.
I mentioned to you one time about racing here at Owatonna, and you gave me that look, and I knew that you were not a fan. What are your memories?
Well, I mean, I had some very good runs at Owatonna, two or three different years, ran second or third. I guess the year that really stands out was with the Outlaw car, and I believe I led maybe half the feature. And Leon Plank, I had decided he'd had enough of me holding him up, and he turned me off turn two, and I just kind of slid it to a stop expecting a yellow because I was basically back into my car was on the track, and they just left me there. He ran a couple laps, and I finally thought, well, no reason to go back out and cause any more problems, and that was pretty much the end of my Owatonna career. I think I did go back driving a modified for Jimmy Carter. I remember a 15 to 17 car pileup in turn three, and that took quite a while to get rid of that. There were cars sitting on top of cars, if I remember right. But I just decided I'd had enough of Owatonna at that time, and I just never went back.
During your racing career, you also had success in the modified division. Favorite memories of running a modified?
Well, I ended up acquiring in 1984 the second Harris car that was built by Bob Harris in Superior, Iowa. Bob Shryock had the first one, if I remember right, and Keith Strunk had car number three. I believe we won something like 19 out of 21 races we entered with it that year. The car handled beautifully, but as a consequence of that, we got a lot of motors claimed, and we built our motors basically in our garage. We didn't have any machine work done on any of the engines. We took old pickup motors apart, and my wife would be washing parts that I had taken off, trying to get them cleaned up in the parts washer. We would buy a camshaft and lifters, some high-duty pistons, and put an aluminum intake on it, and that's about it. We really didn't do anything real special to them. But my wife spent a lot of hours out in the shop late at night helping me build engines, cleaning parts, so we could race the next night. There was one weekend we got claimed on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, and she was there both nights. We did take a couple nights off after the Sunday night claim, but she's a trooper. She's stood by my side 100% since day one, and I couldn't love her more. She's always been there for me.
You also had probably the biggest wreck of your career in the modified division. You flipped at least three times down the front stretch at Marshalltown and put on quite a show. What are the memories of that night?
The biggest memory was remembering light, dark, light, dark, light, dark. Everything was kind of in slow motion, but yeah, my right front went over a guy's left front. He blew a tire and hit the wall, and it launched me straight up in the air. I think it came down on the right front corner, and it did, I believe, three end over ends and then maybe a couple of barrel rolls, and I ended up upside down in turn one. And I can remember the ambulance guys getting there, don't move, we'll get you out. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I know I'm okay. I'm just going to get out. So I put my hand on the roof and released my belts. And that wasn't a very good idea because I can't do a one-armed handstand, and I guess I should have thought that through a little better. But I do remember them kind of scolding me for doing that. And then I got out of the car and started to walk away. And at that time, I had a battery-operated tear-off machine. And I forgot the cord was hooked up yet. And, of course, then it pulled me down backwards when I got to the end of the cord. But that car that I had that wreck in was the first Larry Shaw modified that was ever built. I drove it at Boone the year before for the Super Nationals, and we had a really good lead, maybe somewhere over a straightaway with 5 or 6 laps to go, and got a flat tire. But I do remember that either 3 or 4 guys led it for a lap after me, and they all got flat tires. There was apparently a piece of bumper tubing sticking out of the track or something, and I can remember Kevin Pittman ended up winning that race. But yeah, that race at Marshalltown, it tore the PA system wires, I guess I should say, down, and they were 17 feet in the air. So I had quite a lot of altitude on the car to reach those things and knock them down.
What is the history behind the white number 37 that Marty Pringle has restored?
That car was purchased new in 1992, the first year that Bob Harris started building late models, and it was called a Track Star. And we ran the Dairy Series all that year with it, and I believe we ran Webster City and probably Eldora, if I remember right. And we ended up winning the Dairy Series championship, and we ended up winning the late model championship at Webster City. And Justin Wells from Missouri was leading the national championship, and I did not go down and try to race head-to-head with him. We kind of thought we had it won, the national championship also. But he ended up winning the very last race of the year, and he beat me by 1 point for the national championship. But that car, it was just incredible. We won a lot of races, big races with it. It was the first car I had where I could compete head-to-head with the Kaziskis and Bob Hill and Ray Gus Jr. and people like that. The car just handled exceptional. And then we ran it one more year, had a lot of success. And then I don't remember what we got after that. I think I started driving for someone else after that. So that was last year I raced it. And then Marty came to me and said, I'm going to buy that car and I'm going to restore it. I just need some info on what you had for equipment in it. So I told him, and they went ahead and restored it back to almost identical to the way I raced it.
Two late model series that I remember vividly were the NDRA and the Busch All-Star Late Model Series. The series were loaded with talent, and you earned Rookie of the Year in the Busch All-Star Series.
Yeah, that would have been, I believe, 1995, if I recall right. I was driving for Lou Feggers at that time, driving a sister car to Willie Craft, the one Willie Craft had. We had a lot of fun that year racing. We were always with Willie. We kind of went to all the races together, and he helped me get faster. We sent, I believe, 5 or 6 pole awards that year. We really had a lot of fun with that.
Race fans could also see you at the prestigious Yankee Dirt Classic in Farley in the mid-90s. That was a race loaded with talent that everyone wanted to win.
The Yankee Dirt Track Classic was one of the premier races in Iowa. And the thing about Farley was that the track was so hard on tires. You had to do some special preparation with the tires to get them to last, or they would blister badly. Yeah, we raced over there many times. I do not remember my best finish, but I would want to say it's like a 4th or a 5th. We never did win that race, but it was always a big one to go to.
In 1998, you won the IMCA Super Nationals late model race. Memories of the whole ordeal, because just getting to the A main takes some doing.
It always does. It always has. And I do remember I was driving for Lynn Richard from Mount Pleasant, Iowa at that time. We had a Barry Wright chassis. We drew poorly, which it seems like I always did in the heat race. But a lot of guys were running the bottom, and I finally was able to get a lane up top, and we ended up getting, you know, just barely getting into the redraw. But then we redrew one, started on the front row, and we ended up leading all 50 laps. The cushion was up pretty high, and I've always loved a big, deep cushion and running a loose car on it. So we ended up winning it that year, and when I got out of the car, that was about the time Carl Edwards was famous for doing his backflips, and I told myself, I'm going to do a backflip off the roof of this car, but I didn't care if I crashed and burned, I was going to do it, but I ended up not doing it because I believe Kathy Root convinced me that I shouldn't do that.
and everybody kind of was too close to the car. But yeah, that was definitely one of the highlights.
You also hot lapped a sprint car once against your wife's wishes. Memories of being in a sprint car.
The first lap, I thought, boy, these things really suck. The front end was shaking so bad I couldn't hardly drive it. And a couple guys went by me really fast. And about the second or third lap, I just basically floored it and took off. And the car drove much better. And yeah, it was it was incredible. I had a blast. I think I ended up passing the track champion in hot laps or something like that. And I knew I probably wasn't going to race it the whole night. And I can thank my daughter for tattling on me because my wife called me after hot laps. Because that was kind of a no-no that we had decided. But my car owner, in the late model I was driving at the time, also owned a sprint car that his girlfriend's son was driving. And he hadn't showed up, and they really wanted to know if the car was going to be okay. So, of course, I volunteered, but that was my one and only time in a sprint car. But, oh, it was an adrenaline rush. I really enjoyed it.
Something I didn't know about you until I started researching. How did you end up in Arkansas? And while you were there, you managed to pick up 3 track championships in the Superstock division.
It was because of work. A big concrete pumping company that's pretty much all over the United States offered me a really good job down there. And we ended up going down there. And shortly after I was there, I ran into a guy from Ames, Iowa that was a postman down there, actually. He knew me, but I didn't know him. He had watched races, and he says, well, there's a guy that lives around here that had to get a pacemaker, and he never sold the car. He says, I know him real good. Let's go over and talk to him. So we did, and the guy just said, sure, come on over and get the car ready to go, and we'll go race. And the car handled extremely bad, and the guy didn't have a lot of money in it. So we spent about a week on it, redoing it, and borrowed some scales and scaled the car and did a lot of things to it and got the car to where it drove right. And that car just got faster and faster. We kept changing little things on it. It was a Camaro Superstock is what it was, Camaro Stock Stub Superstock. And he always thought we needed more engine. And I said, until we're going around the corner wide open, we don't need more engine. We got to get the car to handle. And once we got it handling, it was a lot of fun. And actually, 2 of the track championships were in the Superstock. And I actually won one in a mini stock. They're kind of an outlaw mini stock down there that I drove for some other people that were local. And they were a lot of fun. We won quite a few races with both cars. And a lot of nights, I actually ended up starting to drive an A-Mod for a friend of mine that lived not too far from me. So there was a couple years where I raced 3 cars every night. And I don't know if it makes you old or keeps you young, but we just sure had a lot of fun doing it.
Over the off-season, the Hamilton County Speedway Grandstand got a $100,000 facelift, and it looks great with the new paint and all of the Hall of Fame inductees hanging on the poles underneath the grandstand, including yourself.
I was very humbled and honored that they picked me to be a part of that. I just saw pictures of it the other day on the internet, and it does look outstanding. That'll, I guess, always be my home track. Spent a lot of years there, but I'm certainly glad for what they've done to preserve that and keep the track open and going in these hard times, because it's hard for people, promoters, to make money right now. I realize with the shrinking car counts, but they've done a beautiful job on it.
Mike, you are still racing when the opportunity arises and recently picked up a big win at Boone in the stock car division. How did that come about?
That particular race was something that John Logue came up with, called it the first time feature winner race. It paid $750 to win, so that would qualify you for the Fast Shafts All-Star race. And my daughter is actually racing a stock car right now, and I had drove it a couple times, and she wanted me to enter that, so we ended up going up to race in it. And they started that race by age, oldest guy on the front row all the way down to the youngest, and it was only for people that had a stock car that had never won a stock car feature. So you had some modified guys jumping into stock cars, late model guys, a little bit of everything, and I guess the stars just kind of lined up, and I think I led every lap but one. Jeremy Mills was in one of Logue's cars, and I think he was ahead of me at the line one time at the start-finish line. But, yeah, we ended up winning it, and it was a lot of fun. I think I made my daughter cry. I said, well, I know you haven't won a feature yet, but I said, you have won one as a car owner. So she's pretty happy to have that trophy in her shop.
You also have an unusual job, which keeps you very busy this time of year. You run a concrete pumping truck.
Basically, you have a boom that'll unfold off of the truck, and there's different size trucks. The truck that I run, it'll reach about 115 feet, and we place concrete on the ground for contractors. Concrete trucks dump in the back of us, and we pump the concrete through the boom and place it on the ground. And they're a very interesting machine. Like a couple weeks ago, I was sitting on a bridge in downtown Des Moines, reaching under the bridge and pumping concrete directly underneath where the truck was sitting. So they're capable of doing a lot of interesting things. And I don't consider it a job as much as I think it's more of a profession. It's something you got to like doing, or hard work is just not worth it unless you really enjoy what you're doing.
Over 220 feature wins, 9 track championships, 14 Deary Brothers Series wins, Busch All-Star, Rookie of the Year, Super Nationals feature winner, Bobby Chirac Memorial winner, and much more. And it's not over yet, is it, Mike?
Well, we'll see. I'm trying to help my daughter. She's getting faster and faster all the time. She nearly won a heat race last year. She probably would have if there wouldn't have been a yellow. I'm kind of turning my focus more to helping her get faster. And I've got a grandson that's going to start racing a go-kart this year. So we'll see. I don't know that I'll actively drive anymore, but you never know. If somebody asks me at the right time to drive something, I might hop in something. We'll just have to see.
Mike, I appreciate the time and for doing this on a beautiful day, sitting on a hill somewhere in Iowa, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Well, thank you for having me, Clayne. I really appreciate it, and thank you for letting me tell my story.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
Foamcraft Packaging can manufacture custom protective packaging using a variety of materials to meet your specifications. Hi, this is Holly. Let our professional staff design, engineer, and manufacture a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Case inserts, foam end caps, bulk foam to a variety of wood pallets and crates that can be certified for international shipping. Contact Foamcraft Packaging today, 507-455-2893, or see foamcraftpackaging.com, your one source solution for packaging.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Lope machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weir'sMachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Fairmont Raceway is known as the fastest half-mile dirt track in the Midwest.
Half mile? That's huge!
And fast, Brad. Really fast.
Yeah, but those drivers can really mash the loud pedal.
With 5 classes of USRA racing every Friday night, hot laps at 7:20 with racing to follow.
Man, I can't wait.
Calm down, Brad. See FairmontRaceway.com for a full schedule or follow them on Facebook.
Yeehaw!
In a world where precision and strength unite, Rhino Ag leads the pack in land management excellence. For nearly a century, Rhino Ag has been a leader of innovation, empowering farmers and land managers to conquer new frontiers. With state-of-the-art implements crafted to work as hard as you do, Rhino Ag helps you execute land development efficiently and allows you to get back to the things you love. Rhino Ag, born to lead.
Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Cole Queensland from Deer Creek Speedway. And Cole, you kicked off the year April 6th at the car show at Rochester Chevrolet. What an awesome event again this year.
Yeah, that's always a fun event we look forward to every year with Rochester Chevrolet, and can't thank them enough for letting us in. But seeing the cars out for the first time, and then all the fans, and especially all the kids. I mean, it's a fun day all around for them. We had T-shirts and hot dogs and balloon animals and everything, and the place was absolutely packed there for 4 hours. So that was a great time.
Then you go into your regular racing program. What classes of cars can fans see at Deer Creek Speedway regularly this season?
Yeah, weekly racing programs. We run with 5 weekly classes. We got the USRA B-Mods, the USRA Hobby Stocks, Lesota Midwest Modifieds, USRA Stock Cars, and USRA Modifieds, all competing on a weekly basis.
Friday night, April 26th, and Saturday, April 27th, something that has a lot of people talking, the Fall Jamboree Redo.
Yeah, that's kind of new and not on purpose, but it's something we're trying to finish up from last September. Obviously, with the Jamboree getting rained out for the Friday and Saturday portion of that, we're bringing it back here in April, and we're pretty excited about it. Kind of kicked the year off with a spring Jamboree. It's been something we've talked about over the years, but it's always hard to plan something like that in April. We all know Minnesota weather and how interesting it can be in April, but we've seen this as an opportunity without completely canceling the event from September as a way to try to make it up and still get that in. But we're excited about it, and that could be a fun event to see the USMTS cars here in April.
And the USMTS are back on a swing through the area on Memorial Day weekend. They will be at Deer Creek Speedway on May 25th, and I know a lot of fans look forward to this series coming through the area.
Yeah, that spring Memorial weekend swing with the USMTS Modifieds has kind of become a staple in the area. That's a fun weekend. The atmosphere is always there. Outside of the Jamboree being early in April this year, that's the first time a lot of these fans get to see the USMTS cars in the area. Same for the drivers, first time they get to make their trek up into the Northern Region Forum, and we're looking for a great turnout again at that, some exciting racing.
And Cole, I want to be one of the first ones to thank you for all the work behind the scenes. People don't see how much effort that goes into an event like Thursday, July 4th, Friday, July 5th, Saturday, July 6th. The Gopher 50 is going to be the biggest and best yet.
That's an event we definitely have circled on the calendar, and I hope all the race fans and just anybody likes entertainment in general has circled out there, because we're trying to build something unique with that. We took the holiday weekend, and we're trying to make it a destination. So let's head out to the races. Let's go see some fireworks on Thursday night, see a country concert with Dylan Scott on Friday night, the 50,000-to-1 finale on Saturday. We're trying to build a staple event that's going to be year after year, hopefully, as a destination. You know, let's make plans, mark the calendar, 4th of July. Let's go spend it at the races. We've worked hard with the Blooming Prairie Lions putting this event together. We couldn't be more excited, and we got Napa Auto Parts back on board. See what the future of this event goes and grows. I mean, it's taken big steps in the last 3 years or so, making it a multi-day event, getting it to 50,000 to win. Now we're trying to concentrate back to the fans with the fireworks, with the concert. Let's add to this thing. Let's fill the place up and make it that destination race here in southern Minnesota.
One of the don't-miss events every season on my calendar is August 6th, the Harris Clash.
Yeah, it's the only appearance every year that we have with the IMCA series. It'll have the IMCA Modifieds, IMCA Sport Mods. I'm with you, Clay. That's an event I love every year, watching them guys race here. They race hard, whether it's hot laps, heat races, B-Mains, features. It's all night them guys go really, really hard. It's fun. It's different racing than we see weekly, but it's one that's really exciting.
Then as we head into the end of August, Thursday, August 29th, Friday, August 30th, Saturday, August 31st, 3-day USMTS show.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that one again. I know I'm kind of repetitive with that, but we're really excited about the schedule this year. Jamboree coming to Labor Day weekend. Last year we had some struggle with weather in September, and it's kind of always been there a little bit, you know, hit and miss. I think that Labor Day weekend is going to really show some good potential for weather. There's some scheduling conflicts and stuff, and we thought this was best for all racers and fans and everybody involved to move the event up a little bit, and we'll see where it goes. It's got, you know, really good potential being on Labor Day weekend, gives everybody an extra day to travel home, you know, make plans for it. We're looking forward to it, and it's going to be a good time.
With the help of Andy Altenberg from Altenberg Construction, the Stock Car Nationals have really grown.
Yeah, that's a fun event. It was a dream of a handful of people here, you know, I think it's 5 years ago, and it started out at a 2000 win show. And with the help of Andy stepping in, it's gotten where it needs to be. It's a 10,000 to win. I'll call it a crown jewel for them guys. I know there's some higher paying races out there this year, but this is one that's here to stay. It's grown into a marquee event. Last year, you know, it showed. We had the best of the best stock car drivers here going toe-to-toe for that $10,000, and that's an exciting race.
And for the fans who have not heard about this, the first ever Southern Minnesota Topless Nationals, September 20th and 21st.
Yeah, the Bonfire Bash kind of came about is we wanted a way to end the year on a good note. You know, not the stock car race is going to be phenomenal, but we want to have some fun, you know, is what we were kind of talking. And we'll end the year with a two-day show. And we were trying to figure out what to come up with a name. You know, we were talking to some people on it. And we just said, we want to have fun. We're going to go out and qualify and do some stuff on Friday night, have a bonfire, have a good time. You know, everybody just be relaxed and then finish it off on Saturday and just end the year having some fun. And it came about, you know, somebody said, you need to call that the Bonfire Bash. Well, that's what we've named that race, the Bonfire Bash. Let's go topless. We've never had a topless race before. We're excited about it. I've never personally witnessed a topless race in person. So that's what I'm looking forward to, you know, just a farewell party, so to say, for the season. And let's end it off on a good note. Everybody looking forward to the 2025 season.
Cole, if they'd like to find out more information about Deer Creek Speedway and all of the events you have coming up, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, we just launched a new website through my race pass. It's deercreekspeedway.com, and that is getting all the final updates to it here. And you should see that. It has all the info you need, you know, race day info, ticket info is on there. And then also through our social media platforms, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can follow along and see us on all that stuff.
Cole, as always, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
You bet. Thank you, Clayton.
Had an accident or fender bender? Luckily, Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are close by. The staff at Midwest Collision has years of collision repair experience under their belts. They also use state-of-the-art painting, paint matching, and repair technology to get your vehicle back on the road as soon as possible, like nothing ever happened. No job is too big or too small. Midwest Collision treats each repair with the same amount of dedication. Call the professionals today at 332-2434 for all your collision repair needs. You bend them. We mend them.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Fast Shafts is the premier manufacturer of performance drive shafts for race teams around the country. They're the title sponsor of the Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals. And also support a number of competitive series nationwide. When you need a drive shaft, rear end parts, or yokes, purchase race-proven products from Fast Shafts. Building drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Buy direct from a Fast Shaft dealer nationwide. Or call 800-622-6617 or online at fastshafts.com.
Have you ever dreamed of owning your very own Corvette? Well, here's your chance to win a brand new Torch Red Z06 Corvette convertible with the Z07 Performance Package. All you have to do to enter to win is visit winaz06corvette.com and help support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. This is a fully equipped $233,000 Torch Red Corvette convertible, so it's no cheapy model. And all of the proceeds benefit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa, and help the museum promote the future and preserve the past of sprint car racing. So visit winaz06corvette.com today for your chance to win this gorgeous Torch Red Z06 Corvette convertible.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pin-you-in-the-seat feeling of a big block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester, or call 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Ron Reefer, promoter at Kossuth County Speedway, home of Thursday Night Thunder. And Ron, when fans come to Kossuth County Speedway, what classes of cars can they expect to see on a regular night of racing throughout the season?
Well, this year we've added a class. We still have our sport compacts. We got our cruisers, two-person cruisers. We've got our IMCA hobby stocks. We've got our sport mods, our IMCA stock cars, our modifieds, and we have also added the American-made late model. It's a limited late model series this year. We're trying to get some of the young guys started in the class and get some of the old guys out of the bushes and bring some of these old late models back and keep the racing affordable, and that's our goal there.
I also see on June 6th you're going to be showcasing the Outlaw Mini Mods on your racetrack, and for fans that have not seen that show, those guys really put on a show.
I tell you what, for a small car, they really fly. They're comparable to our modified and sport mod times. I mean, them things really scoot around the track. They're a little traveling series. We're actually going to have them two times this year. They're going to be on August 3rd also, our fair special with 6-foot trophies that night. So, yeah, if you want to see them guys buzz around, we got them for a couple times this year.
The cool thing in June is you go into a stretch where you showcase the stock cars, then you go into the Bumblebee Nationals, then you go into a sport mod special, followed by an American Limited Late Model special. Four great nights of racing there showcasing your series.
Yep, it's the beginning of our year. It's, you know, not that it's a little lackluster, but regular season nights, first few nights, because you just don't know what the weather is going to do. But like you say, once we hit June, our specials really start stacking up. And if you want some good racing, you can go many weeks in a row and have some great shows.
Let's expand a little bit more about that American-made late model series. That has been coming about for a few months, and there's been a lot of people on board helping to get that together.
There is. When we got that going, it was kind of a brainchild of Marty Pringle. He's been talking about that for a few years, that we need to get these older late models back out. He says it's an affordable style of racing, and we've got Dick Griffith on board. He was the old IMCA tech inspector for the late models years ago. And between them two and myself, these set of rules have been written. We're going to stay by them. It's affordable racing. It's the older chassis. It's going to be basically the hobby stock motor that's in these cars with the four barrel. And the shocks have been dampered down. There's nobody's going to be running high dollar, $800 right front shocks. So we're keeping this thing so a guy can get into it and not spend a lot of money. And it should be fun to watch, and it should be fun to drive.
It sounds like you're going to have a great night on July 11th for the Brady Becker Memorial.
That's always a good one. Checker's the Clown. That was Brady's dad. He loved getting there and interacting with all the fans and the kids. And like I say, it's just a nice night to remember Brady. Brady was a modified racer. Didn't get to race very long. He had a death incident up riding snowmobiles. He was kind of a adrenaline junkie and got the best of him. But nice young gentleman. He enjoyed the racing, and that's a night to remember him.
It was very interesting at your banquet back in February, talking about the July 18th event and everybody that stepped up to make that even more special this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's a few drivers, and with Chad Meyer, he's kind of the head of that thing, got things rolling. And then, like I say, a few stock car drivers got in there too that go out and they pass the helmet. They do that up in the grandstand, and they did that that night. Plus, we had some auction items, and that's the Jess Weishauer Memorial, and she was very instrumental with the Exceptional Opportunities residents, and they just love coming down, and we have a booth for them. And the funds that these guys raise pays for that booth, and it's just a great night, another memorial race for Jess Weishauer.
The Salute to Veterans is back at Kossuth County Speedway, and that has to be the most special night of racing in all of Upper Iowa.
It absolutely is. I mean, that thing is morphed into what it is now, and we turned it into a tour. Starts over there at Spencer, starts on the 24th and then comes to July 25th here at Salute to Veterans Tours in Algona. And new thing that's added to that this year, we've actually backed off our classes. It'll be four classes. It'll be hobby stock, sport mod, stock car, and modifieds only, because we're trying to keep the show at a timely manner. But we've added a race. They're going to have basically a race of champions. Anybody that has had a victory in the Salute to Veterans Tour or was a wrap car is invited, and there'll be three races. One at each track. We'll be doing the modifieds over in Spencer. We're doing the stock cars in Algona, and the sport mods will be featured in Boone.
Then you follow that up with two back-to-back fair races, and I tell you what, the fans always get fired up for the fair because there's all the excitement going on outside the racetrack. Then you hear the cars start up, come into the grandstand for a great night of racing, and some of the people that attend the races that night, it might be their only one or two races they get to see the entire year.
A lot of people, like I say, we've got a great county fair. It's, you know, it's a small hometown fair, but we've still got a lot going on. There's always concerts and things to see, and it is always a free gate. The first night of the fair, it's a big fair special. We have 6-foot trophies, and that's 1,000 to win in the top four classes. And then on August 3rd, it's with the Outlaw Mini Mod, that's also a fair special, and that's 6-foot trophies also. So lots to see during the fair.
And then you have two final races in August. I highly encourage fans to get out to your track and see what you have to offer. Every time we're down there, we have a great time, and you have a lot of support from the entire area and the community.
Absolutely. You know, like I say, this track's been a staple of this community for a long time, and the people in the community recognize that. It brings a lot to the community between the racers, the fans, pit crews. We can't do it without them, and they can't do it without us. So we're glad to have it around. We do our best to keep the thing going and forging forward. That's our intentions.
And I always say, looking at everything that you buy out there, from going to the convenience store to stopping into the grocery store to getting some gas in your vehicle, $12 for an evening out, that is the best bargain on the planet.
Boy, I tell you what, if you go out to eat, it's hard to go out to eat and feed yourself for that anymore. So if you can go to the races and get a full night of entertainment, by golly, you better glom onto that.
Ron, if they'd like to find out more about Kossuth County Speedway and everything you have to offer, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can go onto our Kossuth County Speedway Facebook page, or you can get a hold of Scott Schulze at 515-341-1372, or get a hold of myself at 515-341-8803, and we'd be glad to fill you in.
Ron, thanks for all you do. People have no idea everything you're involved in and all you do behind the scenes besides just being the promoter at the racetrack. And thanks for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Good to talk to you, Clayne.
Make light work of everything with Honda's top-of-the-line family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. All models sport a best-in-class engine and an exclusive 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission. Then there's the 1,005 miles equipped with Honda's quick-flip seating that seats up to 5 passengers. So find your next Honda Pioneer today at Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble's in Austin is USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 8-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Besides apparel, they do racing wraps, signage, window decals, commercial wraps, banners, floor decals, and magnets. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center today at 507-351-9244 or andersonenterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of 4 if you prepay. Call 528
528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Bulldog Coatings specializes in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as one day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve Southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-9773. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota or Ziering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Ben from the Flandreau, South Dakota NAP Auto Parts Store. And Ben, here on The Dirt Show, we've often talked about the local Napa stores and their owners and how they are the heart of the community, and the owners are heavily invested in those communities. We were talking a little bit off the air about how dry it was out in the Flandreau area, and luckily you're getting some of this rain that we're getting right now.
Yeah, we've got about an inch, inch and a half so far.
One of the other topics that we've always stressed is the amount of products that Napa carries for the homeowner, car enthusiast, and even the boat and camping enthusiasts. Pails, sponges, squeegees, hoses, wands, degreasers, cleansers, soaps, and waxes to clean everything up from your 1944 to your bass boat. So when you're getting things out this spring, you've got a great selection on the shelf ready to go, Ben.
Yeah, we carry Meguiar's and Wizards of the some of the top sellers we have.
I tell you what, if you've got a very nice vehicle, Meguiar's wax is the best I've ever used. And also the listeners out there are going to be hitting the roads, heading back up to the cabin or heading out on fishing trips. Fuel cans, straps, extension cords, small engine parts, everything that they need to take with them to get things prepared up at the cabin.
Yeah, we even have a great line of electrical trailers and adapters also.
Ag. Right now, the farmers are looking at hitting the fields, and the knowledge that you bring to the table as a farmer yourself is priceless. You know, when they stop in, they are in a hurry because time is money when they have an opportunity to put things in the field. So you're well stocked and have the parts that they need at your store.
We specialize in hydraulic hoses, and we carry a big line of hydraulic ends, so we make sure we have all the ends on hand for when someone comes in and needs a hose repaired or made.
Ben, you are also a huge race fan, and we were talking a little bit off the air. You get over to Australia in the winter and get to see some of the tracks over there, and one of the tracks that I've studied a lot on is Premier Speedway. And also one of our local Minnesota guys, Brooke Tantnell, he has a huge racing history over there in Australia.
Yeah, he's won the Grand Daniel Classic a few times. And yeah, it's great to get over there and a lot of nice people over there. And it's a good time to go over there.
I heard the Australian racing fans are a little wild. It's a whole different world.
Yeah, it is. It is a completely different world from here, that's for sure.
Ben, if people are passing through the Flandreau, South Dakota area and have any issues or need some parts, how do they find your store?
We're actually right in the middle of Flandreau, right in the middle of town, right by the courthouse.
Ben, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show, and keep attending those races. Sounds like you have a lot of fun.
And thank you, too.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Cedar Lake Speedway was racing last Saturday night, April 13th, in the limited late models. Matthew Larson over Cade Nelson in the late models. Nick Paninski over Greg Neopold in a modified. Shane Sabraski over Brandon Kopp in a Midwest modifieds. Joey Jensen over Zach Benson in the traditional non-wing sprint cars. Jake Kuba over Cam Schaefer, and in the super stocks, Kyle Kopp over Joey Jensen.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.